You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. Today, our culinary focus is zoomed in a bit on where some of our food comes from, including the Ann Arbor Farmers Market, where many people go for fresh-grown fruits and vegetables. And I seem to navigate to the homemade baked goods, which are also sold there. So full confession, I'm a bit of a cookieaholic, so you can imagine my delight upon a recent visit when I came across a vendor selling frickin' good cookies. Yes, that is the name of the cookies because the name of the person who makes and sells them is Michaela Frick. And she joins us now at WEMU. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, how are you?
Tell us your cookie-making story.
Yes, so I started Frickin' Good Cookies less than a year ago. It'll actually be a year this May. And I had started at the beginning of the pandemic when I graduated from Michigan State University with a fashion design degree and entrepreneurship minor, and I couldn't get hired. It was kind of a blessing in disguise, and these cookies have been a part of my family my entire life. It's my grandma's recipe. And at the beginning of the pandemic, the opportunity just presented itself when I was sitting at home, couldn't get hired, didn't have anything to do, to kind of start this journey and this business.
We have pictures of them on our website, WEMU.org, but how would you describe them?
So our cookies are very dense. They're unique in the fact that a lot of people think, you know, they're scones. They're mile-high cookies, and we use the highest quality ingredients, and people are always like, why, how do they taste so good? And I'm like, you know, it's kind of a secret as to what the secret ingredient is that makes them taste so good, but they're just a different looking cookie, and you eat one and you'll be good. One cookie, I say, equals like, you know, a couple normal cookies.
I can't say I've ever seen anything like this before.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say. And so my grandma had started this a long time ago, and she's a baker, but she never wanted to get into the business side of things. And we had always talked about it as a family, but I was in college, so I just didn't have the time to fully dedicate myself to it. And then my family and my grandma was like, you know what, why don't you just take the leap, like start this business? And everybody, you know, just loved the cookies.
How old do you think this recipe is?
I would say it's at least 30 years old.
So let's talk about varieties. What different kinds of frickin' good cookies do you make?
Yes, so we have the original chocolate chip, and then we kind of ventured, and everybody loved the original chocolate chip. So we have peanut butter stuffed chocolate chip, which is the original chocolate chip cookie with the ooey gooey peanut butter stuffed on the inside. And then we have an oatmeal butterscotch, and we kind of stick to the basics. We really like to do the basics well. So we have those three kinds, and then we do a little bit of a variety pack where if people would like, they can get a taster and get all three of those cookies in there together in the same dozen. So we do those three kinds, and people love them.
So I also mentioned that these are sold at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market. Do you have a store where people can buy them, or how are they being sold?
So we sell online at our website. It's frickingoodcookies.com. We ship nationwide. We deliver locally. And then we're at several different farmers markets. So the Ann Arbor Farmers Market and any other farmers market that's local to listeners, we're probably at that market as well. We are actually opening a store here coming the end of spring, beginning of summer. So stay tuned for that.
Where's here?
So it'll be over in Ferndale.
Okay. Your last name is Frick, which I pointed out. And I will be honest, I saw your banner at the farmer's market and stopped for a second. So it is definitely eye-catching. Do you get any pushback on the name Frickin' Good Cookies?
No, not really. You know, it's funny because people always stop and be like, oh, I love that name. And then I give them a little bit of the backstory and they love it even more. So it's definitely an eye catcher. But no, I don't get a lot of pushback, but, the more they get to know the story and the product, the more they love the name even more.
What has this been like for you? Are you a recent graduate from university? You wanted to go into fashion and now here you're selling cookies. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, so definitely when I had graduated from college, it was a very trying time for me, not being able to get hired. And, you know, my dream was to always go to New York City. But I am a business person, and I've always wanted to be a business owner, as my dad owns his own business. So I've kind of gotten to look up to him. And so I know I will go back into the fashion industry one day. And I had always joked before that I would do fashion and cookies. And, you know, this opportunity just presented itself first. And so I've really dedicated all of my time and energy into this company, making it the best and growing it to the capacity that, you know, I'd like to and can grow it.
Do you have a kitchen or a bakery somewhere? And who's putting these all together?
Yes. So we now have about 7 employees. At the beginning, it started with just my parents and my boyfriend helped and my sister. And it was strictly just us, and we were baking out of my parents' house. And then, you know, as we grew, we needed more space and we needed more people. So now we rent a kitchen over in St. Clair Shores. We bake everything during the week, and then we bake the night before the farmers market. And we kind of bake them there. But as we get our own place, we will bake out of Ferndale and then go from there.
For me, cookies are comfort food. Are you finding people, due to the pandemic and recent events, needing a bit of comfort from your freaking good cookies lately?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And the other thing that I noticed was, I think why we had such a great success to start with was at the beginning of the pandemic, people did need that comfort food, which is when we started. And people wanted to support local businesses. I think there was a big push on local businesses. So, you know, a lot of people wanted to support us, and then they fell in love with the cookies and fell in love with the company. And now we have people that, you know, come back every single week.
Do you have big expansion plans?
Yeah, so we do. We'll be at 14 different locations, different farmers markets coming in May. And we would like to eventually grow to other cities and other states in the future.
You're a fashion entrepreneur. I am a reporter, so I got to dig deep and ask you about this. Is it a secret recipe?
People always ask me, and I'm like, man, I can't tell you. Like,
I'm now after seeing them and eating some one, just one. I want to see what goes into that. There must be some secret ingredient, or is it a method or an ingredient? Just tell us that.
It's a little bit of both, honestly.
I knew it.
It is a little bit of both. It is a method and an ingredient, and it is a little bit more time consuming. So it is a little bit of both. And the one thing that I really pride our company on is everything is homemade. Each cookie is homemade. We do it from scratch. We really put in the time and the effort into the cookies and the quality.
Michaela Frick, creator and owner of Frickin' Good Cookies, which you can find at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market and online and elsewhere. Thanks for talking to us here on this edition of Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts on WEMU.
Thank you so much for having me.